He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We welcome you to our worship service on this resurrection of our Lord, Easter Day, as we gather. Truly, every Sunday is a Easter day. Every Sunday is a resurrection day. That's why we, whatever you might fast from, you never fast on Sunday because it's always a resurrection day. But it's much like your anniversary. I guess every good couple celebrates their wedding, their marriage every day. But they're still good to have one day where we pull out the stops and we remember the reason why we have any hope, any joy. My favorite question and answer is in the Heidelberg Catechism, larger catechism, question one. What is your only hope in life and in death? The answer, your only hope, is that you are not your own, that you were bought with a price, and you are in Christ Jesus. And that is the reason we gather today. We're grateful that you are here, and it's been a beautiful day. You got a warmer service than the earlier crowd, so it's warming up nicely. So we're going to have a great day. A couple of announcements, and we'll get right into worship. This coming week, all of our men's groups and women's groups and Bible studies return, but there is a change I'm excited about. The morning Bible study that has been on Thursday morning is moving to Wednesday mornings at 10:30, and because of that, we're going to get three, hopefully four new participants. It's 10:30 at the Forest Community Church. They allow us to use their facility at 1517 Thomas Jefferson. Also today, we're going to flower this cross. And you can already see that this rugged cross is going to symbolically be flowered in the beauty of what Christ does. So what we'll do is during the offertory, after you come and give your offerings, come and take a flower. If you have them with you, bring them down. And that's flower the cross. There are a couple steps, so for the more agile ones, please come up and let's make sure we circle the cross from both sides, top to bottom, in the beauty of those roses and flowers. In April, we're collecting stuffed animals for our Samaritan's Purse Christmas boxes, so bring those in, and we will have a wonderful time in November. Any other announcements?
Can I say something real quick, Tom?
Sure.
I just want to say, Karen was letting us store the boxes of what we've collected so far for the American Birth. I am just amazed at the amount of stuff that y'all have brought in so far. And I really feel in my heart that we're going to be able to do maybe 300 boxes.
Whoa!
I think me and Tom carried in 9 or 10 pretty decent-sized boxes of stuff. And that's just the first 3 months that we've collected things. So thank you to everybody. And keep bringing them and we'll see if we can hit 300. It means a lot to me and to all of us.
Yeah, I think we will. And we're going to have a great time when we gather early November to have that party where we just play music and have refreshments and we box up those boxes. And we not only will box the boxes up with items, we'll be praying over each box for the children that will receive them. Agnes, announcement.
I just would like to thank everybody that came last night and helped clean up and put the center back together.
Thank you. Thanks for hosting. And I was going to make it an item of praise. I was blown away with the attendance and the host for these Bible studies that we have had this week. From Monday through last night, we had a study each night at different homes, and I was just, it worked far better than I imagined, not only to have a time to study the scripture, but also to have a time for fellowship, and it was just a beautiful thing to happen. So I want to thank all of the hosts that hosted us and all the participants. I really want to give thanks. I'm so happy to be a part of all of you. Yes, sir.
B is not here today because she can't decide whether she's got terrible allergies or she's got a cold, so she wanted to be safe. But she also asked me to thank everyone for all the prayers for her, your concern and your help, and she really is sorry she cannot miss because this is her most joyful day. But she wants to say thank you for everything everyone has been doing to help her through this seeming never-ending recovery from knee surgery. Thank you, Bruce.
Any other announcements? Yes, sir.
I want to thank everybody for the prayers for Heather. I really appreciate it.
Well, that was going to be one of my praise requests. If you turn around and look, we have somebody in our presence that hasn't been here for 6 months. Heather, it's good to have you home, and we're grateful to be here. But we're not near as grateful as your old man beside you. He missed you. He missed you, so we're grateful that you're here. I'm also glad to see Werner here. He's just, he doesn't look like anything's happened since the last time that, but his, had his stent put in and he's looking great.
I thank the whole congregation for the prayers and the support that you gave me. I feel great like nothing happened.
That's great. We'll continue to pray for you, Werner. Any other praise items? Things, something you're grateful for or something you're concerned about you'd like to share? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God, we thank you for the joy that floods our soul. And we thank you that the joy is constant. While the happiness might not be, that fleeting, responsive to what is happening emotion we have, we do have things that make us sad. We do have things that frustrate us. We do have things that discourage and disappoint us. But through it all, we have a constant joy. And that is constant because it doesn't come from any of the circumstances or the happenings, but it comes from the fact that we are invaded in our lives and in our souls with the resurrected Christ. You defeated every enemy. And now, through your Spirit, you reside in us. So we walk in newness of life. So we're grateful. We're thankful for this congregation where truly love is the language that's spoken. Love for Jesus Christ, first and foremost. Love for his word. Love for the sacrament. And love for each other. And we thank you for this day. For as Paul would say, if it wasn't for this day, we would be of all people most to be pitied. But it is this day. You are risen, and you are risen indeed. And because of that, we have joy, and we thank you for all the good things that we've given you praise for. We thank you for returning Heather to us. We thank you for your watch care over Werner and how well he's doing. We pray that you would continue to be with B and with Helen and with all those that we constantly pray for. We also pray that your hand of healing, reconciliation, and joy would be upon the one that comes to our mind at this time. We thank you as we cast all our cares upon you, and now we're free with joyful hearts to worship your holy name. And we pray this in that same name. Amen. If you'll look with me to the front of the bulletin. As always, we gather in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Make us to know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your path. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation, for whom we wait. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sins. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not
Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen.
Let it be known to you that through Jesus Christ the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. He commanded us to preach and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
Amen.
If you'll look with me to the insert, we'll use Psalm 16, and then we'll stand and sing hymn 270. John Wesley gave instructions, and it's printed in the front of every Methodist and United Methodist hymnal, that when we sing, we're to sing with vibrancy, whether we have a good voice or not. And if on any day, who wants to have a half-hearted happy birthday sung to? And same on any day, on this Easter day, let's sing with vibrancy these wonderful hymns about Christ's resurrection. Let's call each to worship using Psalm 16 by whole verse. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my God, my good, above all other.
All my delight is upon the God we have ever known, upon those who are noble common people.
But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied.
Their libations of blood I will not offer, nor take the names of your gods upon my lips.
O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot.
My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night.
I accept the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not fall.
My heart, therefore, is glad and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope.
For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see me.
You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
So for today is from Acts chapter 10. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him appear, not to all the people, but to us who have been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name, the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
And the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
scripture reading for today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.